You look like you got to say
yeah.
All right. Hello, world.
What up, what up, what up?
Yo.
And welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area, woo!
I am Shakoya D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy, Damani.
And yeah, we're the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. Mm-hmm. We have interesting conversations all the time, and we wanted to let the world in on the conversation. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Hit that notification. Hit the notification bell so you always get a notified whenever we make a post. But we're not going to wait too long. We're going to jump right in. What are we talking about today?
Today?
Sounds stressful.
Mm-hmm. So today we're talking about basically trying to figure out how do you determine whether stress is good stress or bad stress?
What is good stress? This is where I'm unclear.
I would classify good stress as, like the stress from growth. So like anything that forces you to grow, I would say would be good stress.
Well, with that, I feel like everything forces you to grow. Like,
that's true.
Like if you learning everything, like we're constantly learning.
Yeah.
So in a sense, everything forces you to grow.
Everything should force you to grow. I don't know if everything does force you to grow. I think, because I mean, being stagnant doesn't force you to grow.
What, with being stagnant, are you actually stressed?
Sometimes. Mm. It depends on, I feel like that depends on the person. Because if you're actually trying to achieve something, if you have goals and you feel like you're being stagnant, it causes stress because you may be in a state of like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to move forward, or like you might just be stressed just because you're unsure, or you feel like you're not doing anything or you can't do anything, and that will cause you to stress. And some people won't problem solve how to relieve that stress, so it won't allow them to grow.
Yeah, I think that's the good one. And I think
so you had questions in the way.
Well, I said that.
She brought her notes. Yeah.
Have we come to terms with how good stress is actually defined? Because I've never heard of good stress. It's just like when people be like, when you be working out and you be like, that's that good pain. Like, I don't want to hear that.
I feel like good stress is anything that pushes you forward. So same thing as growing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then what is bad? Okay, we said bad stress is stuff that, unnecessary stress that's not helping you to grow. Is that what that is?
I think so. But it's also a tricky topic because, like, things can be bad. Things can seem bad for one because you're in it. But when you step out, you realize that was actually very positive. But in general, I think, is anything that forces you to, anything that keeps you stagnant or keeps you from progressing or growing, I feel like it would be considered bad stress, even if it's you. Right, even if it's the stuff that you're doing where you're just making all the wrong decisions, or just like not making any decisions at all, or just not being active in your life or whatever. I think some of that stress is bad only because sometimes it won't allow you to look at yourself objectively because you're so, trying to, just caught in a race or whatever, or in a hamster wheel.
So, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Taking on other people's stress.
Never good.
It's never good.
Never good. I don't think so. I don't think you to take on their stress. No, I think, I mean, if you can give them a helping hand, give them a life raft. Like,
okay,
hey,
so if you're giving them a life raft, how do you? Alright, if you give them a life raft, once it get to a certain level of stress, what's that like? What's the limit? life. I'm giving you a life advice to help you out. What does, when is the limit?
Well, I feel like that kind of goes back to like boundaries. Like, essentially, when enough is enough or too much is relative to the boundaries that you set, right? So a lot of times, sometimes when you're giving people a life raft or you're helping them out with something, if it's not stressing you out, it's just something that you're able to do, that's one thing. But if it starts to feel like a burden, if it starts to cause you stress, if you're trying to figure out, if you're stressing over how to solve their problem, I feel like that's when it's like, all right, this has become stress rather than becoming just you helping. Because I feel like a helping hand isn't always, it shouldn't always be stressful, right? Because you can help people and it'd be like, oh, you lend somebody $20. That's helping somebody. But if you're constantly lending them money and then you're giving them money and you don't have the money to keep giving them money, and you're trying to, but they need this and they have less than me, but da da da, it starts to make you stressed out because now you're trying to figure out how you're going to pay your bills or pay for whatever you need, plus also help them. Or even if it's just like, I already paid for what I need, but I want this extra money for myself, and you're stressing on how to keep helping them. It's just, I think that is indicative of that stress. Oh, yeah. So I feel like you just have to know when enough is enough.
I'm all helped out.
Yeah.
I don't think I could. If it not benefiting me.
Turn the volume up. Because you're talking low today.
Oh, man. Take the glasses off. Nah, I'm getting my bag.
Those are what up,
people?
His fingers.
Right.
Nah, but I'm all helped out. Nah, I'm not all helped out. But all I got is vibes for people. All I got is good energy. That's it.
So you need help? I got vibes.
Right.
Curating the vibes.
Here you go. Master curator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's like knowing your limit of how, like, when too much is enough. Like, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. I feel like even with... Dang, I lost my thought. It definitely just dipped out on me.
What is happening?
Dang, I had another point and I can't remember what it was, but yeah, I feel like everybody. Oh, I was gonna say, going back to taking on other people's stress, as somebody who used to do that, like as a child and everything, growing up, I used to do that. It's a lot. Taking on other people's problems and other people's stress, like when you actually not just help them, but also if you're just taking it on mentally, it's not good stress. It's not something that's going to benefit you. It's not something that's going to like help you to grow or make you stronger, because it's not your situation. And honestly, it just kind of puts you in a state of, it might be constant panic. Or it might be fear, it might be constant worry, whatever it is, or just like sadness or whatever.
Right.
Because, you know, now that I know, like, I'm an empath, is I can feel those emotions and taking on their stress, and it's essentially you taking on like their world.
Yeah,
like
the weight
of their problems in their world and all that stuff. It's not, that ain't cute.
Yeah,
it is not fun.
Yeah, there's no reason you should be they going through every problem in the world and every single time. You sitting on the sideline like, oh,
what is happening?
What is happening? You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, because that is almost like the equivalent of when you see somebody who's really into sports and they're every single, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, get in the game. What you doing? Like that you're not even playing, but you're taking. That's how I think a lot of us are when it comes to other people's stress. Like we try to hold it up, you know, just hold up a front or whatever, but it's like, all right, when these people are going through something, I'm going through something too, because you want them to win, which is understandable. But
it's not your problem.
For me, I just realized it's probably like the last month or so. I didn't know. I knew I was disconnected, but I didn't know how disconnected I was. Like, I'm not disconnected to the point where I don't know what's cool or what people doing, but I'm disconnected from, like, the world and the problems of the world. And, I live in a different world. Mm-hmm. Like, my stuff people be talking about, I'll be having no idea. The most connected I am is I want to watch Doctor Strange too.
it's different. Yeah, and it's just because I know something that I learned a while ago. I remember when we were on the when the presidential debates were going on, and I'm watching every candidate talk, and I'm like, I'm listening to what they said. All right, this is gonna be the first thing that I fix. And I was like, bro, this is a lot of problems. Somebody talking about, we're gonna fix climate change. Well, now we're gonna fix racial inequality. Well, now we're gonna work on rights for LGBT. It's like, bro, this is a lot of problems we gotta address. Like, what?
I just
want
y'all to let me know if the world is flat. Like, that's important. Because then, if the world is flat, okay. So the ring around the arc. Antarctica, that ring, if the world is flat, that's true, okay. So now we're getting into Attack on Titan territory. But that's a different story.
Got a flat earth over here. But I think if you try and take on a lot of the problems, and I think a lot of us, it's unfortunate because we probably should be more involved because, again, it's like a collective thing. If everybody's just like, hey, I'm just going to focus on me, nothing will get done for...
But with that, it should be a collective thing. But when people need help, they only go to one person. Like, it's not a collective asking, hey, can y'all... It's, hey, can you? Mm-hmm. So now it's just me helping, like... And I don't want to ask for help to help.
Like, help to help somebody else, and they can help to help.
Yeah, help shouldn't be asking for more help.
It almost reminds me of it was a TikTok where it was like, yo, the dude had an idea. He was like, if everybody just sent everybody a dollar,
everybody be a billion.
Well, I was like,
but everybody doesn't have $1 billion to send.
But you don't need to send. No, I'm saying like, if everybody, let's say everybody in America. Well, how many people is America? 300 million or something?
It's more than that.
Whatever. Let's just say 300. A round figure, 300 million. Right. If everybody in America sent you a dollar, so it's like that's 299 million, right? And then right after you get the dollar, next, all right, everybody sends. Yeah, you still have, however. You still have your 299, whatever.
But then it's still 299
other people. But you still gotta send the money back out. Yeah.
Yeah, but
so once So if everybody send me a dollar, if everybody send us a dollar, because we all gotta eat. If everybody send the gray area a dollar, change the world.
We definitely
can. Well, definitely
I don't.
The rest of the math on that.
I was about to say.
I've seen that video too, but then it's like, once everybody, if everybody giving everybody a dollar, everybody's going to be left with a dollar.
Right, we just going to be circulating a dollar.
Yeah. But that's what we're supposed to be doing now. The money's supposed to be circulated. It's not supposed to necessarily be spent. A little bit of it's supposed to be spent, but we're supposed to be vibrating at the frequency of circulation, not just spending or just hoarding, like circulating. Because if you're circulating, it's always coming back.
Well, yeah.
It's like a revolving door. You know something? Yeah. We're working.
Yeah, but I think all that also has to do with, everybody not being on one accord.
Yeah.
Because even if you think about it in the terms of frequency, everybody vibrates. Everybody is pretty much vibrating on a different frequency. Everybody has a different train of thought, and this is a very individualistic country.
Facts.
So everybody is in raised.
Belize. Not Belize. Belize. I learned that in Belize.
How you learned that? The difference. Belize? Oh, when we went there.
When we got there. Respect, brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Respect.
Other places it's more community based, but here the individual comes first. Yeah. So, when you look at things like money circulating, not to say that other countries don't have economical issues and stuff like that. I've been reading some Toni Morrison, guys, so.
You're sprinkling big words
just, out here. They're just within me now. Seconds. That's all that's like every 5 seconds. Like, make sure I'm just like. They're just circulating in my brain. I can't help it right now.
Circulate.
But if you think about it like that, other countries have economical issues, but with the whole idea of things circulating or not hoarding and different things like that, everybody's going to put themselves first. Their family, however they want to look at it, but they're going to eat first, and then they might share, because you don't have to share here. You just have to pay your taxes unless you're a business with a bunch of tax cuts. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's just...
Yeah.
It's hard to really problem solve that and also get everybody on the same page, because it's a lot of issues in this country.
It is. But if everybody is good, where's the problem? Like, if everybody is good.
But not everybody wants that. And if everybody is good in this country, then how the economy was created for this country is not going
to
work.
We're going back to the bartering system.
Yeah. But I mean, that's how
it's supposed to be. Like,
I mean, the point of capitalism is you have to have somebody who wins and somebody who loses. Like, that's literally
the entire point.
Yeah, it's like somebody, and I think they dangled the idea like, hey, you can get billions. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you can.
Yeah. But you don't even need billions to be good. If everybody is good.
Mm-hmm. And that's the point. What when you were talking about money, like it's a revolving door. It's supposed to be right, but people hoard the money. So I think that makes it harder for people to want to share it. Because mm-hmm. like if you see somebody at the top, like, hey, I got all of this money. Everybody else is like, well, I mean, he's living amazing. Clearly, I need to have that level of money for me to be amazing, or for me to live amazing. So I'm gonna just hold all my coins, and it's like. Nothing gets solved. Nothing has gotten solved like by a single individual. Everything has to be solved collective.
Yeah, everybody just gotta come together. Like, my thing is, I keep saying this, if everybody is good, everybody good. Mm-hmm. Like, if everybody is good, we not worrying about, oh, did you eat? Or, okay, maybe you didn't eat, but did you eat? Oh, here you go. What you want to eat? I'm about to go get some pizza. Got you. If everybody good, oh, we could carpool. You got I'll get you some gas. Don't worry. You driving, got you with the gas. That's literally how it be when you younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody go to McDonald's. Back in the day, okay. Since McDonald's isn't sponsoring this at all. Okay. Everybody going to McDowell's. So, we all...
McDowell's ain't sponsoring this either, but go ahead.
But, yeah. I'm pro-black.
Mm-hmm.
So, we good. We can shout out McDowell's.
All right, go ahead.
Orchestra. If everybody good, okay. So, we all hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got no money. But I got the car.
Mm.
And I got gas.
Mm.
So, I'm like, dang. We all hungry. Hey, y'all, let's go to McDowell's. I don't got no money. I don't got no money. Y'all got me? Word, if you drive, oh, say less. We there. Now we all happy. We all happy and full because we all helping each other.
It should be, but...
Yeah.
Another thing that with that, right, some people will take advantage of you helping, which is, again, crossing a line of, hey, like, all right, this could be an even exchange, but I can't guarantee that you're not going to cross a line. So that's why I think in America, it's like, it's the whole nuke thing where people, it's like, all right, if you're another country and I'm America, it's like, all right, we can either, neither one of us have nukes or both of us have nukes and we just kind of just chill on the back. But it's like, if you're going to have a nuke, and I gotta make sure I have something to protect me.
So it's like either we can both be completely safe or we can both be on edge and just have tension. And I think that's how we operate with everything. Mm-hmm. In America. It's unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
But it shouldn't be like that.
Or really. You also have the people who sometimes will hold that over your head. So mm-hmm. like even though you drove and you had the gas, you ain't charged them no gas money or nothing. I paid for you.
It's like, yeah, you owe me money.
Like, yeah, like, I paid for you. You going to get this little Happy Meal. Like, nah.
Gas is $6. Happy Meal is $2.
That ain't the inflation. Point.
If we talking about give and take, you owe me $4.
But I also had to pay for tax, you know, $2 plus tax.
Okay, so you owe me $3.50, $3.25. You still in debt.
And this is how the problem starts, y'all. People be clocked, yeah, but that's really what it is.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes. Or you mm-hmm. just be like, but I drove, like,
yeah.
What do you mean? You wouldn't even got anything to eat if I didn't drive.
Yeah, walking, probably right. Passed out of this.
So, I mean, it's a weird thing, but that also goes back to why we don't take on other people's stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was going to say, with stress, I think it would probably be better to label one stress and then one, like, pressure. I think
yes.
pressure is a lot better because I think calling it stress, because stress in itself isn't good for you at all. But I think pressure is a lot of times it's a result of you trying to do something that's outside of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think the pressure is necessary. Sometimes, not all the time though, because sometimes we put excessive pressure. Amount of pressure mm-hmm. on ourselves and on others on things where it's like this didn't require this at all. I know what your expectation was. This didn't require this. You singing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Worst you can do is hit a bad note. You not performing surgery. It's like I can understand if you a surgeon, you know.
Oh, got it out the mud.
You know
what I'm
saying? You know, your hand shaking. Life in your hands, but not on the note. I mean, worst case scenario, we turn you into a meme, you know? That's it. Then you Jacquees or Ray J. When the baby's born. You know?
Or Jeremiah.
Oh, not Jeremiah.
Hey, I'm having a bee.
Do you guys feel like you've encountered more bad stress or more pressure in your life? Up until this point, at least.
I think I've encountered more stress, but I think that a lot of it was self-inflicted because I used to take on everybody's problems. Like, if you came to me and told me a problem, like, I wouldn't tell you. Like, I'm not about to tell you I'm taking on your problem, but I'm up late at night thinking about how I can help you or, like, trying to problem solve for you and figure this out because it's just, yeah.
Yeah, so, way too invested.
Exactly. And I would always do that because especially if it's like if it's family, like, you my family, like, I want you to be good, like, I want to make sure you're good. If it's friends, I hold my friends very dearly. So I look at a lot of my friends like family.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I slowed down on that, sounded a little shady.
Yeah,
like I was backtracking on that.
I hold them dearly.
I was thinking about the past.
You're just like, maybe.
Thinking about the past. And, you know, my circle has changed a lot. So, but anyways. But yeah, so I would take on those. I would add stress to my life because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had pressure and stuff, but it was like the stress. A lot of it was just I did it to myself. So I think I encountered a lot.
Who you mad at? Me or yourself?
A lot more stress just because I was taking on other people's problems and I had my own stuff to stress over. So it was just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not that much stuff. Anyways, how about you guys?
I think I kind of agree with yours. I think I took on more it was more self-inflicted than it needed to be. Mainly because, again, I care about people, and I'm trying to not be invested, but, like, it's hard to not be invested, especially when it's like, I get invested in TV shows, so you can only imagine. I'm sitting there, what you doing, man? I'm the dude that was, I'm on the court, I'm in the stands, come on, man, Knicks, so Knicks. But I think most of it has been, unfortunately, it's been self-inflicted. I've definitely made an effort to stop. Yes. To stop doing that, because it's not even necessary. And it's like, you get no award.
You get nothing from it.
Like, at all. And nobody nominated you to be that person.
Word. That's you always get a thing.
All right, cool. Yeah. You taking on all this extra stress for them, and it's like,
they don't even know. Yeah. They don't even know half the time. Like, they just, yeah, you're right. Half the time, you don't even get a thank you, but they also don't know that you're stressing over their problem. Yeah.
And ironically enough, they're not required to give you a thank you, because most of the time we chose to take on the extra stress. So it's just like, it would be nice, right? It would be courteous of them to be like, hey, you know, I see you. I appreciate you for being there, you know, but I mean, you... Most of the time, when it comes to, like, taking on people's stress, we volunteer. Hey, I got you. I got that. I'm down there.
I'm dying.
I'm not dying.
Yeah, nah.
Not doing that.
Not for that. I made a vow to not stress no more. I stressed the other day when my check was late. This is my first time I ever understood where people be like, yeah, I get paid such and such day. And then when that day come, they're like, yeah, I ain't get paid today. I'm like, hey, yo, what's going on?
Yeah, everything stopped. That's
like, I be paying for stuff at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't check until like 8:30. That money should be there. I paid for stuff 4:30 in the morning. That's well before 8, 9 o'clock. I'm like, hold on, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I got stuff that needs to be paid for. Like, mm-hmm. But that gave me a new realization on life. That was the first time I actually stressed in a minute. Then I felt how it, like, I was able to see what it did. It didn't help at all.
Yeah, not at all. You be fit. It's almost like you attacking yourself internally, which is like the wildest thing. It's like you're using all of the energy to attack yourself, which is like so counterproductive.
That's why I wound up writing a poem that day.
Word, that was fire. That made me, go ahead.
Because I woke up stressed. Like, but go ahead. What you about to say?
I was about to say that. It gave me like a realization to just stop playing, like, and just do everything. It may seem like a lot, but I'd rather know such and such is coming, or not, more so it's on me. Mm-hmm. So whatever is coming in, it's on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of intellectual property and mm-hmm. ideas and everything mm-hmm. that can be monetized easily. Just gotta do it.
Or, cause, yeah. But I understand that, cause the money don't come in and it'd be like, everything stopped.
It's like,
yeah,
wait, hold on.
It's like, I can't even think. You want me to eat?
Right.
Like, what? Let me get these figures. Did I miss something? Did something come out of my account? Like, it just, yeah, it'll do that. It'll
and I had stuff that was automatically supposed to be coming out. So I was like, But I knew it was going to come. I just had to be patient. Because
that happened to you
before. A couple times.
It happened to me before.
Yeah.
But isn't it wild that that pretty much the biggest thing, that the thing that causes the most stress for most of us is money?
Yes. But no. Yes and no.
I feel like it's the necessities. The things that you need to live, we shouldn't have to pay for. That's just me. That's just how I feel.
But no, but that's real though, because that's why we was stressing. Like, I was trying to pay bills. Like, it's not even like I needed the money for extra stuff. I don't. Like, just let me have this water for free. Like, let me, why am I paying for a natural resource?
Yeah. Because you know it's illegal in certain states to catch rainwater.
It definitely is. Like, why am I paying for a natural resource? And then it's just annoying. But that's how, going back, this is how the country is set up. I'm sorry, I clapped. This is how the country is set up, and you gotta pay for everything. So then money becomes like the main stressor of a lot of people, of pretty much everybody in the country.
Yeah, because you can't get what you want and or what you need a lot of times without money.
Yeah, right. And then that goes back to people hoarding money. Mm-hmm. You just, you know, cycle it. What was the word I used earlier?
Circulate
that. Yeah, it's coming back. I'm circulating it again.
Man, what you doing? The last time I did a 90 days, the mindset shifted. But this time what? This time is where it all materializes. And how you gonna make that happen? I've created a journal where I set my daily intentions, to-do lists, daily wins, and reflect on my progress weekly. Oh, word? Let me get one. Just tap the link in my bio.
But yeah, that's how I feel like this, that's how the country was set up. Like, you gotta pay for everything. And so then, I'm trying to remember what I was saying. So then it becomes like the main stressor of pretty much everybody. But you were saying circulate it. That's where we left.
Yeah, circulate. Mm-hmm.
Circulating them things.
Yeah, so.
That's it. That's where I was ending that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's a strange dynamic. But I think it also, it aids in the capitalism, right? Mm-hmm. Because people got to lose in order for other people to win in this country. So it's like, if I'm stressing out about money constantly, I'm not doing the things probably that I could do or making the smart business moves, because I don't have time to sit and think about ways that I can truly invest this money, because I got to pay for my necessities, or I got to feed my kids or feed myself, you know. So I think it's just, It's interesting, and it's very interesting, because it's really just paper. Mm-hmm. It's paper. It's stuff that we made up as currency, and it's one of the biggest stressors.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that, like, when you really think about it, it's wild that we all disagreed on it, like, and we just kind of keep certain things operating, but it really is a huge stressor for no reason other than the reason that we set it up this way. So it's like, right, we set it up so that, hey, you, if you don't have enough money, you won't be able to eat, you won't be able to get water, you won't be able to, you know, if you don't have enough money, you won't, any of your, like you said, any of your necessities, you won't be able to get if you don't have a certain amount of money, which is sad. So, but that's just, that's unfortunately the world we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm. Tap into that abundance.
I mean, that's...
Circulate
them dollars. Do.
Circulation. Wax on.
Yeah. Right.
Mr. Miyagi was on to something.
Nah, but it's... I don't know. I'm trying not to stress about stuff. Just because it doesn't really benefit. Yeah. When you stress out, it doesn't really have a benefit to anything. Like, if I would have stressed out the other day, it would have literally changed the entire trajectory of my day. And I had to, and it had done that before. So I had decided, you know what, I'm still going to have a great day regardless. So I'm just going, you know, be patient. But it's so many things in this country that you could get stressed about.
And life is so beautiful.
Right.
Life is too beautiful to be stressed all day. That's the thing with me. Like, even I'll be sitting outside. I was on the south side. I had no view at all. Like, no view. I'm just sitting outside like, wow. You know, nature is beautiful. I'm looking at these same trees, but I'm like, the way these colors, the way this brown,
Splash,
it's green. Don't let it be fall. Got the orange and the yellows and the burgundies.
I'm like, a little bit of yellow.
That's nice. And then I'm looking at the birds. Everything in nature matches. Like, I'm just outside just looking like, wow. Colorways. These colorways is color different.
Coordination is fire.
Yeah.
I never noticed that everything in nature matches.
Because it's supposed to. That's how it's natural. It's like a natural coordination. You'd be like, oh, that's... I see what they did. I see what God was doing with that.
Right.
Said, okay, the beef and Bronx. Yeah.
Nah, but I think, yeah, life is too beautiful for you to sit around and stress about everything, everyone. Like, we even be making up scenarios in our head that we stress out about that never happened.
Right. Yeah, most of the time it's the stress is from stuff that hasn't happened, or we just haven't figured out a solution to the problem yet. So I think,
but it's a solution for everything.
Yeah. But when you start stressing, you don't take the time to actually think of the solution, because you start to go into panic mode.
Yeah, I think you start to feel like there isn't a solution, which just causes you to stress more. You're like, I'm in this terrible scenario that nobody can help me with. It's like, nah, you can fix this. Just fix it. Like,
right.
You know?
Figure something out. And I mean, that's easier said than done. Facts. We know that. Mm-hmm. But you do have to try to focus on the solutions.
Or the vibrations.
Yeah, because if you focus on the problem, it pretty much just puts you in a circle of stress and worry and stuff like that. It's just like, all right, well, how do I want to change this? Or what do I have control over? What thing can I do to try to change this situation?
It's just one of them days. Can't be full already. Car full.
Wow. That was unexpected.
Well, one thing that we can do is... because I feel like we was about to wrap up anyways. Yeah. We can either just keep going and... let the end of the episode be without a visual, or I can clear off one of the memory cards tonight, and then tomorrow we can come back and just do the ending.
I say no visual.
Yeah, I was gonna say they gotta put the whole fit back on.
All right, so where we leave off at?
Stress.
Oh yeah, so then it just puts you in a circle of just like stress and worry.
But you focus on growth.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. So let's focus on abundance, good vibrations. Earlier somebody was like, they messaged me randomly. And it was like, your energy, like your energy is amazing. Like we could feel it through the phone when I was on live. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, my energy is my identity. My confidence is overwhelmed. Nah, but I just be trying to make sure I'm good. Like, my energy is good. Y'all be seeing me on my days where I be in the slump.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, nobody's always one way, and if you are, you're kind of weird.
For the most part, I be trying to make sure I vibrate here at all times. Because... Mm-hmm. Yeah, life don't gotta be like how they told us it is. Like, not just because it's accepted doesn't make it acceptable.
Yep.
Like, this stuff, like what happened yesterday, that's not acceptable. It was chaos. I need some order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a little bit of order. Structure, even. I like spontaneity. Mm-hmm. Structure. Like spontaneity within a structure.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of times with this stuff, it takes us to set up the structure.
That's a fact. So, and I seen it yesterday, because it would have been completely, everything would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
Even the fact, even just going to take the drumsticks. Hey, yo, let me get on here. I would have just sat there.
I was thinking about doing that too, but I was like,
But yeah, it's not my space.
Right.
You know, I could, but. Just and then that goes into, I think we was talking about a couple weeks ago, I don't even know if it was on the pod or not. Leading?
We wasn't on the pod. We should do an episode about that though.
But yeah. It just showed me how much things would be different in a good way if we just go ahead and just take the lead, take control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't focus on the stress. Just take control of the situation and then just deal with it.
Yeah, do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
and not stress about it. Because once you start stressing, well, at least for me, when I start stressing, I start panicking, then I'm not even thinking of being in control. I start feeling like I'm just completely, everything is out of control at that point in my mind, but everything is actually within my control. Yeah. So.
And that's also a catch-22, because if you feel like everything is out of your control, then everything is out of your control. But if you feel like it's not,
then it's not. Yeah,
so it's just a matter of making sure that that's how you feel. And you can't trick the universe like that either. That's the wildest thing. You can't try and trick yourself into thinking, hey, everything's in my control. Everything's in my control. But you don't actually feel that.
Right.
Yeah.
I stand on that. So.
Definitely got to feel it. So, I mean, yeah. So is there good, so there's no such thing as good stress, or good stress is called pressure.
Yeah, I like to call it pressure.
Okay, so pressure versus bash versus stress. Stress does not do anything for you. It just negatively impacts your mental and physical state, because stress is like the number one killer, or number one cause of heart attacks, something like that. Number one killer in America.
It's killing people. Bottom line, it's taking people out.
It might not be number one, but it's up there.
It's a thin line between stress and pressure.
That's true.
Very thin.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
Stress and pressure.
Between stress and pressure. It don't have the same ring.
That's how you say it.
See, that's why you gotta apply pressure. You don't apply stress.
Yo, wrap it up.
But yeah, so make sure y'all not taking on anybody else's stress. Make sure you are not creating your own stress. Be mindful. Pressure is okay, you know. Some pressure. Don't be putting yourself under unnecessary pressure, because that turns into stress. But definitely comment below. Let us know what you think about stress versus pressure. Tell us about a time where you put yourself in unnecessary pressure, or if you've struggled with stress throughout your life. And just let us know whatever topics you want to talk about. Like, share, and subscribe. Sorry about the video. Our memory card got full, but we love you guys, and see you next time.
Bye. Adios.